Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer strikes out. One out. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Toland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toland is 0 for 1 in the game. Toland hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geronimo moves to third. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Chaney moves to second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Plummer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geronimo scores. Chaney scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Plummer moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Day. Perez reaches second base with a double. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 2 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Geronimo moves to second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Hector Torres. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Mike Torres. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-3 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Plummer takes first base on ball 4. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-3 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.